Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
What are five biggest lessons to learn from Berkshire Hathaway's meeting this weekend?
For me, after I checked it out, number one, investing is really easy. It's interesting to see that no matter how much the world has changed, their philosophy has not. So it brought me back to the point of like sticking with the plan for a 10, 50 year period. Even at some point, someone asked them, like, what's their 100 year vision for Berkshire from today? Number two, cash is not trash. They have $120 billion in treasury bills and cash. So for everyone, it's like, yo, debt is good. I'm like, now the interest rates just went up. Not the best thing. It's better to have a bunch of cash on hand in case if they need to deploy. Like, it's amazing that if they wanted to, they can buy 70% of Tesla or considerable portion into AMD or any of these companies just having this cash sitting around. Number three, the position in Apple cannot be understated. I'll say it again. Apple is probably the greatest publicly traded company of all time. They get $100 million a quarter in dividends. And the funny part here is, like, I don't even know how the smartphone works, but I do know the consumer.
Yeah.
And Apple knows how to sell phones incredibly well. So it brings me back to my point of investing in the top company in the world.
Yeah, Buffett said at the beginning, this is the greatest company we own to date.
By far. And if he would have listened to Charlie a few years prior, they probably would have had another $7 or $8 billion in dividends that they would have collected, which is amazing. Number four, I thought it was really interesting that he said that there's no other option for reserve currency other than the American dollar. Mm-hmm. So for all of you, it's like, yo, Ian's been fear-mongering. You don't have to listen to me. You can listen to Uncle Warren. Mm-hmm. And he's provided you some safety, right?
Can I add to it?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, this is true. He said that he doesn't expect the U.S. dollar to be dethroned as the world's reserve currency anytime soon.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things you can look at that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, there's confidence in it at the time being, but the fact that he said anytime soon means that at some point
could be.
Not in his lifetime, hopefully not in ours,
15 years
at some point,
And the last one was his thoughts on Paramount. He said it's never good when a company cuts its dividend. We'll talk about that a little bit more later, but yeah, anytime a company cuts their dividend, it's usually a sign of weakness and a time to actually get out of the stock. And for a lot of the streaming players, they don't have that much of a competitive advantage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a place to deploy capital. And then, of course, the regional banks, we'll talk about that later, they're in trouble. So banking has no significant advantage anymore, and neither does the streaming players. So those are my five big takeaways from there.
He said that a couple of weeks ago about streaming. They just didn't like it as a business.
It's
just not profitable.
Here's a simple analysis fundamentally. If the margins are thin, less than 20%, don't invest. Like, you need high gross margins to be able to grow your business, deploy capital into that growth, and also to give money back to shareholders. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the first things you can look at fundamentally. Like, if they make $100 per sale, how much of that are they keeping?
Yeah.
Some companies are only keeping $2 or $3. Now the interest rates have been adjusted. And the regional banks, some of them only keeping one penny and trying to play the basis point game. It's no good.
I think one of the things was confirmation. Like, listen to the takeaways, the confirmation. And we spoke about this in Market Mondays in LA with Dave Gross. Shout out to Dave Gross.
Yes.
Who we saw last night. But we talked about the pressure that commercial real estate is going to be in. And then he doubled down and confirmed that and was talking about, you know, higher rates are going to put pressure on on the commercial space. It was like we said this 2 months ago, right? So it's not like you don't have to listen to
you us. Have to listen to us.
But listen to the greatest investor of our time. He's telling you, like, commercial, the clock is ticking, the time's up. But he also talked about the banks, right? Mm-hmm. And I know people have felt pressure. They've seen the regional banks, you know, have some turmoil. But the number one thing he said was like, all right, that's cool, but don't worry about it. The deposits are safe.
Yeah, that's true.
So I know that puts calm over a lot of people, right? But if you're invested in the bank, regional banks, not a great idea, maybe not a great time.
Yeah.
But if you're an average person who's just putting their money in the bank,
you're fine.
Are gonna be saved. And then you talked about earnings year over year. And you know, that's something we talk about. We watch the earnings reports. We watch how they're going to perform compared to the year prior. We said he's expecting to have lower year over year earnings. So we'll have to see what that type of impact has on the stock of some of these
things
over the next 12 months, right? Because if they're not bringing as much money, then we probably expect to see some of them pull back a little bit. Obviously, we'll talk about inflation and the impact that that's had and the Fed rate. So it's interesting, like, hearing those things was like, all right, we've been
spot on track.
These things. And it's, again, it's confirming the things that we've been saying already.
And we can see it in the earnings now. They've been adjusting guidance slower.
Right.
Even when I was with Mike and Josh, you guys check out the episode with me and Josh on
TikTok. Shout out to your episode on the combo.
Yeah, he has some glowing things to say about you too, by the way, being a visionary. So you guys be talking soon. But when I was talking to Josh, I'm like, hey, are vacancy rates for the commercial space at like 15%? He was like, no, they're almost at 20.
Ooh.
So like, a normal rate is like 5 to 10, 15 is like a danger sign. I'm like, if we're 20% vacancy, that is not a good sign. We are going to see a correction in that commercial space probably in the next 2 years. And I think that if they didn't prop up these regional banks, the bigger banks will have to start to pay for those vacancies. Mm-hmm. It's getting tricky out here. Only invest in the best companies in the space, and you'll be good.
Yeah, they asked Charlie Munger about AI. His response: old-fashioned intelligence works pretty well.
Absolutely. it's just like, why? What if a business is not profitable or the margins are too thin? I'm begging you to stay away. And I know we want to gamble and we want to look. I know Pepe Coin is taking off to the moon. It's going to come back down to whatever normal deviation is normally at. But we have to stop being involved in this hype cycle. Now, if you catch it on the upside, I'm not mad at it. But once it's in the news, it's usually too late. And that's the thing that I want to stress here. Week to week or day to day news doesn't matter. It's the principles in investing that matter more than anything. So
there you have it. And Berkshire Hathaway's A shares, $497,000 per share. So almost $500,000 for one share. And the B share is $327 per share. So the A share, can we just talk about that?
Yeah.
Just kind of give them some explanation, the difference between an A share and a B share.
Yeah, the class A shares are like the big shares, are like the main power player shares that you want. Of course, if you invested way back in the day, the return on that has been amazing. But the reason why he didn't split is so, of course, as the price of those shares go up, they all earn more. So they made it a B share so people like us could be able to get in and invest in it because people missed the opportunity. So like when Apple was split or Tesla splits, they do so more cash can come in. But because they're buying some quality businesses like Dairy Queen, See's Candies, a bunch of like home furnishing companies, they didn't want to dilute those shares so they can remain rich, but they did want to provide access to the everyday person to be involved in Berkshire and have that safety. So it was interesting to see even how they allow people to get into the fund later, but also kept majority of the riches for themselves as well. So I think it's the best way to kind of like play the asset allocation ETF game as well.
And I'm glad you brought that up about acquiring companies, because one of the things that they spoke about at the meeting was their involvement in Occidental Petroleum, right? We keep seeing them invested every quarter. And it's like, all right, at this point, you're investing in this pretty heavily. Are you just going to take over the company?
Yeah.
And his response was really interesting. It was like, yeah, we would, but we don't know what to do with it. I'm like, but you're investing in every quarter. You don't know what to do with it. So these are things, I mean, you watch for these things, right? Yeah. So that's a company. Obviously, if he's looking at it and he's putting heavy money behind it, the same way when we looked at TSM, when they put money in, it was like the stock price went up.
Yeah.
And then they sold it and the stock price came down. The reason they're moving their money is because they see something 5-10 years down the line that we're not.
Yeah.
And that's the advantage that you have of being in those spaces.
So when Berkshire Hathaway stock first came out in 1984, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's 84, yeah.
It debuted at $1,400. It's currently at around $500,000 right now. So that is a 35,000% rate of return.
Take the odds.
That's a 35,000.
No, put the odds in your favor.
That's a 35,000% rate of return since in 39 years. And the B share actually debuted in 1997, I believe. Let's see. 1996 at $20. And now it is $327.
Yeah.
So that is, let me see how much that is.
And that's why we would go back to the rap debate versus sports debate thing. While they had us debating who was better, Mace or Jay or Biggie and Tupac, I'm like, no one was screaming to us, you should get B shares of Berkshire.
Yep, that's a 1,500% rate of return.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.